The 15th annual Beloit International Film Festival opens Friday. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
Greg Girard has been with the Beloit International Film Festival, or BIFF, since it was founded by Rod Bodwin 15 years ago. Girard, a singer-songwriter who started with no formal film background, says he's done just about every job needed to help make it run. That includes the last couple of years serving as executive director.
It's been a really interesting journey, and I've learned a lot. I've definitely increased my skill set.
Aside from special events, a silent movie, a sing-along, and such, new independent films are the stars. The festival presents multiple screenings each day over 10 days, many with the film's makers in attendance at venues throughout the city's downtown. Short, long, live, animated, documentary, drama, comedy, a little more than 100 films. They were culled down from 780 submissions that had to be watched and scored by Girard and a team of screeners over the past year. Girard says technical and writing prowess were just the start of the discussions.
Sometimes the numbers only reflect, you know, maybe what a couple of the judges had to say, but then you wonder, okay, how's that going to work with our audience? You always have to keep our audience in mind.
Girard says it's hard to choose favorites from this year's batch of films, but a couple stood out for him. One, a film titled The Grizzlies, is set in an indigenous village in northern Canada.
These remote communities are notorious for depression, a lot of alcohol and drug abuse, domestic violence. It ends up featuring a young man from Toronto who comes and teaches these young kids how to play lacrosse. You're going to probably shed a tear and you're probably going to want to applaud.
You don't want them reaching for something that they care about?
There's a cost for reaching.
All of us have made sacrifices to be here.
Are you with me?
That's an excerpt from the trailer for The Grizzlies, one of the movies showing at the 2020 Beloit International Film Festival. Girard says he's interested in what audiences will think about another festival entry he's really high on, Francis Ferguson.
It's just a quirky comedy with the kind of writing that I just sort of love, narrated by Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. The story follows the experiences of a young woman who is a substitute teacher at a high school and ends up in a little bit of a fling with a student and the aftermath of that. But it's incredibly funny.
This is the story of a woman cast adrift in the Midwest. All the things we do, these are the substitutions. And we don't even know what for anymore.
That's a sampling of the trailer for Francis Ferguson, another film screening at the Beloit International Film Festival this year. At 15, BIFF seems to be going strong. The secret to its success? Girard says for one, he, his staff, and the festival's board all work nonstop to get and keep things running smoothly.
Everybody works their butt off. And the second thing is the hospitality side. Filmmakers comment about it all the time, that we are one of the friendliest, most accommodating film festivals that they've ever been to.
But Girard says the festival couldn't function without an army of dedicated volunteers or prosper without support from the wider community. He says he's watched that grow over the years as Beloit claimed ownership of BIFF.
When we first got started, I think people were a little skeptical. What is all this film festival? What is all that about? And now, you know, it went from that film festival to our film festival. You got to come and see our film festival.
Girard says BIFF reaches out with youth and community projects the rest of the year that helps foster support and new audiences too. Plans for the 16th festival are already forming. Girard says he and his team will start the screening process for next year just weeks after the 15th finishes its run. But right now, for BIFF, it's showtime. I'm Guy Stevens.